We are up to Simen Shin Samach Vav. If I lift the beginning of Eruvi Chatzeros, it's on page 458. 458, a new Simen. Okay, there's a new halachas, new Yesodos, and over time we'll try to go through some of the ideas. Let's start at the beginning. Chatzer Shaharbe Batim Psuchim Lesochev, a courtyard. And in the courtyard, there are many batim, individual homes open up into this one courtyard. So the courtyard, we're not dealing it now at this point with the laws of the mechitzos. We're dealing here with a bona fide rishus hayochid. There's no question whatsoever. The courtyard has four real walls, there are doors. Everything has been taken care of. And in this courtyard, there are multiple homes. And the people in their homes want to carry from their home to the courtyard, or from one home to another home. So what is the law? One is asur to carry. Asru Chachamim letaltel bibatem lechatzer ad sheyorvu, until they join together in what is called a ruvei chatzeros. Now, what in the world is that? Tahainu shagoyvim pas mikol bayis ubayis. We collect bread, a piece of bread. We'll see in more detail exactly what this means. We collect bread mikol bayis ubayis. V'noyestem also beechad mibatei hachatzeros, and we deposit this loaf of bread, the bread that we collected. Let's say everyone gives a loaf of bread, a matzah, in one of the courtyards, in one of the batim, in one of the homes that is in the courtyard. She'al yidei koch. What have we accomplished through doing this? Anu royim ki'ilu kulam dodin be'osabayis. Everyone is living in that one home. There are five homes. Everyone has joined. Everyone has given a loaf of bread. We've put it in a single utensil, and we put it in bayis number three. Everyone is living in bayis number two. We're all one big happy family. This achdus, as we mentioned in the Haggadah yesterday, ilu hotzianu, ilu nosalanu es haShabbos. Let's review. We said in the Haggadah yesterday, ilu hichnisanu nosalanu es haShabbos, v'lo kervanu lefnei har Sinai. So he said, what's the classic? The classic word of ilu hichnisanu lefnei har Sinai. Everyone asks the question, what's the purpose of coming to Har Sinai if Hashem is not going to give you the Torah? Well, you come to Har Sinai, like I said, the view? That's going to see what it looks like. Har Sinai, what's the gedula? So it's a classic question. Everyone says the same answer. Because Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar, Chazal say, Vayichan B'loshim Yochid, Ki Ish Echad B'lei V'Echad. Coming to Har Sinai, that brought Achdus. Forget about the Torah. Just the fact they all encamped around Har Sinai, ki ish echad, b'lei v'echad. This was a one-time event in Klal Yisrael's history where everyone was together under one banner. There was no fighting, ki ish echad b'lei v'echad. It's kedai just for that, even if you would not have given us the Torah, just to achieve achdus. Now we go a step further. So what does it mean? The one line before. Ilu nosalanu es haShabbos v'loy kervan lefnei Har Sinai. If you would have given us the Shabbos and you have not brought us to Har Sinai yenu, because Shabbos is also achdus. Because in Shabbos, in order even to carry from one bayis to the chotzer, that's the halacha, you have to eruve chatzeros, shitufe mevos. You have to all join together. You have to collect bread from everyone's home and put the bread in one person's home. And as it says over here, ki'ilu kulam darim ba'oso habayis. Everyone is living in that one bayis. Achdus. Shabbos. But Achdus of Shabbos is limited. It's only for your neighbors. It's only for the people in the courtyard. If you would have given us the Achdus of Shabbos and would not have brought us to Har Sinai where we had Achdus in Klal Yisrael, it's also Dayenu. Achdus is good. There are different madrigals of Achdus. The ultimate Achdus is the whole Klal Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Eim Zelazeh. But that's a very high, that's a tall order. You can't expect for miracles. If you have just given us the Shabbos, and they can even be Achdus on their own block, on our own neighbors, even that is Dayen. Okay, that was a diversion. That's a review we said yesterday in the Haggadah section. But it's explicit here in this if. That's why I repeated it. And it's as if the entire courtyard rallies around that one bayis. If everyone has contributed bread and they deposit the bread in one bayis, everyone is part of that one bayis, and that's why it's one big happy family. And now you can carry from your home to the courtyard. Now there are a lot of I'm trying to skip a lot of the Mishnah Berurah, just explain it outside. But here the Mishnah Berurah says a lot of very nice, important things. That's very common when you start a sif. a snusim in the Mishnah Berurah. He says some powerful things right in the beginning. Okay, let's see some Mishnah Berurah here. Aleph Sif Kanal Shahari Batim Shalanoshim Yichadim. That's basically so that he's dealing with everyone, and everyone is independent. Beis Mi Batim Luchatzer Vuadim Mi Bais Labayis Besoche Chatzer. Uadin from one bias, even though when we talk about the laws, you're not allowed to carry from the bias to chotzer, you're not allowed to carry from one bias to another bias. Don't think you'll be smart. Oh, I won't go from the bias to the courtyard, because going from the bias to the courtyard resembles going from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim. The chotzer is shared by a group. So it appears, this is the Mishmur's in the same moment, appears to be a rishus harabim. So we would think that if you go from one bias to another bias, you don't stop. You need to make a hanocha to be chayef, to violate the law. I would think that if I continue walking, I go from one bias to another bias, and I don't stop in the middle, there should be nothing wrong. I'm going from rishus yachad to rishus yachad. No! That also is forbidden. V'adim bias to bias to chotzer, it's off limits. O besoch hamavui, or going in the mavui, af shamavui musukim lechakor, you know how to go from the bais to the alleyway, even the alleyway is enclosed if you don't make an eruv chatzeres or shetuf mevos. The tam b'chol zeh, what's the reason for this sif? The gazru shalo lehoitzi me'rishus to l'rishus chadero, you should not go from your rishus to the chadero, kidei deloy leisi lafukei me'rishus hayochei l'rishus harabim. Not to confuse this with the din de'oraisa of rishyochei to rishus harabim. Uvichatz aguf ha'mutu l'talim kulub, this we learn many times. If you have an object that has been resting in the courtyard before Shabbos begins, you're allowed to carry it from one end of the courtyard to the other. Like the example we was given, if you are in an apartment building and you have failed to make it eruv chatzeros, and there's something that is resting, there are toys that are in the hallway or downstairs in the lobby, and they have been there when Shabbos began, even though you have not made an eruv chatzeros, so you're not allowed to take a toy from your apartment to the lobby. So they have, let's say the child wants to play downstairs. When I was the lowest, I used to go play in the lobby. So you want to go take a toy from your home and you want to go downstairs to the lobby and play, you're not allowed to, unless of course you have an eruv chatzeros. But let's say the toy is already in the lobby, it's there behind the desk, and there is no eruv chatzeros, that's mutter, because you're in a rishus hayachid and you're not going from one rishus to another rishus, and in the rishus where the object is resting, it is 100% a rishus hayachid. And the Mishnah makes it very clear here, but eruv chatzer gufa, in the courtyard itself, mutter l'taltal b'kulo, there is no limitation whatsoever. V'afilu mechatzer l'chatzer nami mutter, big chiddush, you're allowed to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. The Chazal did not make a gezera in that case. Wherever your bread is, a person follows his food. People think about food all the time. And wherever your food is, that's where you are. This is the reality of life. You need to eat. Very nice. Everyone should join together with one collection of food. We are all joined together. And this food, this collection of food, is all the shared food. We all share the same collection. No one is going to be viewed as independent. We're all together in Achdus in this courtyard. Just like we are all joined together here where our food is, likewise, everyone is in everyone else's rishos. No one is independent. Just like where our food is, that's we all join together. He's saying alumnus. What is it accomplished? So everyone has food in the dining room. So in the dining room we're together, but in my apartment, you have no business. You don't dare walk into my apartment. I'll punish you. I'll call the police if you come into my apartment. It's good. I've contributed bread, and we put the bread in the kitchen. Okay. So here is where we all are. We join together. But everywhere else, my home, your home, is off limits. That's not the pshat. Fascinating chiddush. Just like we all joined together in the kitchen or in this bayit because we all contributed, that is an indication that my home is your home and your home is my home. I'm a guest in your home as well. You're a guest in my home. I'm not going to lock the door when you bang on my, you knock on my apartment. Just like I can come into my apartment, you also can come into my, of course, there's privacy issues, but we're one big, happy family. It's a tremendous chiddush, tremendous islamdus of how the Eruv Chatzeros works. Again, just like we're joined together in this single location, that is an indication that we're all joined together in every location. My apartment is your apartment is my apartment. Kach yad kulanu shave bechol mokom she'ochas kol echol yasmo. Even though it appears that you are private, you have a padlock on your apartment. No. That padlock is open when it comes to me. Varei kulanu reshus echad. By doing so, you're not going to make a mistake. You're going to know that there's a fundamental difference between this situation and carrying from Rishiyach to Shram. So these are the words of the Rambam. This is not obvious. You ask the average person to explain, who knows how to learn, you ask him to explain to the alumnus of Rivi Chatzeros, they're going to fumble. They're not going to tell you this. You have to see this inside, and this is the Mishnah Berurah in the very beginning of this siman. There's a long siman. He right away lays out this beautiful yisod. What flumdis? Dov ashoy bichlal, yatsa nechlal elame, lo yelan al atzni yatsa, lo yelan al kolak al kuli yatsa. We're all together everywhere, not just in that one home. Okay, let's go to Beis. Beis. Long bir halachas on this. We don't need to get into details, but let's see. Yoishvei oyholim, oysukos. People that live in tents or in booths. What's the difference between a tent and a booth? I do not know. But whatever it is, maybe the walls, the walls are. I don't know. Whatever. Yoishvei oyholim oysukos oymachane. What is a machne? That is the discussion of the Be'er Halacha, great land. Machne simply means an army, camp. Okay, it's not a summer camp. And it's not a, I don't know what, here it refers specifically, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, in the way, in the Nachman Halacha, it means simply soldiers that are en route to a, yeah?
Maybe it means a non-permanent structure.
So that's an oihel. An oihel and a sukkah. These are all non-permanent structures. Everything over here is just a question of who's traveling. Let's see a few more lines. You'll get a taste of what I mean. Oimachaneh. You have to define the words. The way the words are used in modern Hebrew is not the way the words are used in Chazal, and it's not necessarily the way the words are used in Tanakh. Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. So here we're learning the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch refers really to the way it's used in the Gemara. And the Gemara is Chazal, it has its own meaning. Oy machane, shekifu mechitza, which they've constructed walls, ein metatam e oil la oil ad sheyarvu kulam, unless they all join together in the Rivi Chatzeros. Aval shayara, a new case, category number 4. A shayara caravan. What in the world is a caravan? Let's see. Shekifu mechitza, which has been surrounded with the wall, ein etzrichim la oil, lefishukulam, oravim, ve ein oisam, aholim, they all join together, and no tents that they set up in a caravan, in a shayara, the Eyas Maholim, Kivum Muhammad, not permanent. Okay, so we have over here 4 categories, and then we'll have category number 5 in a moment on a ship, which we'll leave for a moment. That's going to be category number 5. But there is something called a Ohel, a Sukkah, and a Machne. That's 3. And then the 4th Bain, the Dalabonim, is the Shayara. So the Shayara, the Mechaber says, does not require a Ruvei Chatzos. So you come, you're traveling, you set up a wall, right? Set up a wall, and everyone inside has a little tent. They build a little tent, and it's Shabbos. You don't need to join together in a Ruvei Chatzos. What's the chilek? But if you're in a Machane, or your machne is a camp, which seemingly is the same thing. You're out in the field, you're traveling, and you make a tent. Then you have a collection of trailers, right? In a trailer park. You're only supposed to be the temporary. You're not supposed to be the forever. A trailer park, a sukkah, and an oihel tents. You must make an Eruv Chatzos. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah explains a little detail. Yoish shvei oihalim. Kigoin Shoichne Midbaros Echadoime. So the tents and the sukkos, people in the desert. Okay? People in the desert, they set up tents and sukkos. O Machane. What's a Machane? Mishnah Berurah. Mikoim Chaniyo Shal Anshei Chayolos Alpnei Hasodeh. First of all, it's not a desert, it's a field, and it's soldiers. Army. You know, armies traveling from place to place. Shekorin B'loshoneinu Lager. Does anyone know what that means?
Camp.
Camp. Oh, okay, camp.
Concentration
camp.
Okay. That's a machne lager. The ayin der halacha, we'll see the halacha in a few moments. Shekifu mechitza, they spread us out of mechitza, v'tzoloy ma'ashayi mechitza gavoy asar tfach. We're ready mechitza, you have real walls, no games yet. It is the real deal. We're talking about eruv chatzeres now. We're not discussing the walls of the walls. The walls were finished. We did that. We did that. Now, after the walls are there, how you join together? That surrounds the tents and the sukkos. Not only you can't go from one tent to another tent, you can't go from the tent to the courtyard, to the inside the walls. Like we said before, because it's the gezerah of going from Mashiach to Rishusram. But Aval Shayara. But a caravan. What's a caravan? What's that? Orchas Anoshim Holchos Derech Midbar. People that are traveling. So a Shayara appears to be the difference is a Shayara is it's more temporary than an army. How long has the United States been in Iraq? How long have they been in Afghanistan? A long time. When a machane, when soldiers in camp, it appears that it's a semi-permanent dwelling. It's not temporary. You're there for a long time. You're there for a long time, even though this is not your ideal image of the American dream. To have a nice house and a lawn and a front yard and a dog, but you still need to make an eruv chatzeros.
I mean, there are camps which are temporary; they move from location to location.
But
there are bases,
right? So it's saying a camp, an army camp, anything which is semi permanent requires eruv chatzeros. The only thing that does not require Eruv Chatzeros is something that by nature is extremely temporary. Why is it extremely temporary? You're passing through. We're traveling. Traveling through. We're not here to protect. We're not here to establish a security, a presence. We're here, we're travelers, we're tourists. And we'll be here today and tomorrow. We're for Shabbos, it's Shabbos, so we have to set up camp. And Sunday morning, we're out of here. For that Shabbos, even though everyone has a nice little hut, and you have a wall around, you don't need to make eruv chatzeros. Because the nature, the chazal did not, we're not goyzer in this situation. It's a very interesting idea. We'll see a little bit more, we'll look a little bit halacha, and we'll say, shikivu mechitzos, you made a mechitzos, v'yesh tam zerach hekef arhalim l'cholech v'rei atzmo, l'fi shekulam perish, the kevon shenoy samolim kevum lehem, I'm looking from your base, the last line of the page, since it's temporary, the kevon shenoy samolim kevum lehem, it'll view it's not permanent, rak derech harai, B'shosh and Lofush, when they sit there to rest, and Amidim they set up Oholim tents, Loy Mikri Chiluk Diros. That's a powerful Yisoid. Another very powerful Yisoid, the laws of Eruv Chatzeros. Anything which by nature is temporary does not require Eruv Chatzeros because it's not called Chiluk Diros. Even though I have my tent, you have your tent, that's not called the dira. It's as if they're all one big happy family when they encamp for that Shabbos. He disagrees. Here we're getting ready into the complex nature. What exactly is a machane? Who told you machane means soldiers? He disagrees. Pumfakert. He says, "Shehed b'shem afarshim shecholkim al alzev v'datam de'oyholim shebishayara." The tents in the shayara tsrichim eruv all the way around. If you're in a shayara, you're in a caravan, you're traveling through on route somewhere, you do need to make eruv echatzeros. Tsrichim eruv v'shebamachne piturim eruv. Ach shayar lemikri rakishu pachos me'asara. It's not called loan you less than 10. Umeasara ulamala nechlolim b'shem machne. If you're more than 10 people traveling together, then you're called a machne. And a machne, according to this approach, does not require that. What in the world does this mean? So let's take a look on the supplement on the right side, number 16. V'tam hadavar, the Bi'uri Hagua completely disagrees. Pum fakert, a machane, soldiers don't require, but people that are traveling, it depends. If they are less than 10, they do. More than 10, they don't. Tam hadavar mitzvah Yerushalmi shenilman me'apasik machane elokim. I told you. You're playing around here because Chag Mar says l'shoyin chazal luchod l'shoyin Torah luchod l'shoyin bnei Adam luchod. The Gemara says the way the word is used is different. Okay, so it's used by Tanakh one way, by Chazal another way, in our vernacular differently. And yet here it says we bring it from the Torah. Matzim b'rusham l'shema machne l'kim she machne pachos me'asara. What does that mean? Ubeira karbon ha'eda v'pnei ma'ishem b'rusham sheshchina shav asara. The Shechina only rests. Machane Elohim. The word Machane is associated with Hashem. And Hashem in this world rests Shechin only when there's a minion, when there are 10 people. So therefore, if you have a Shayara, you have 10 people. So the Chazanish says that just like you have Napikoros cannot join a minion. If you're a tourist and you're traveling with some irreligious people and you set up a tent, so they do not count for the minyan, that you should be called a machane, that we should not require a ruve chatzeros. It's very interesting. Okay, but basically, say the Uriah Gross basically says just the opposite. There's a lot of lumness taking place here. What is the reason why you need a Ruvei Chatzeros? According to the first approach, before we get to the Biri Hagro, the first approach is it all depends on permanence. If this is a semi-permanent dwelling, you need a Ruvei Chatzeros. A machane, an army, they're here for good. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be here for a couple of months. They're here for a purpose, for a mission. They're going to be around for a prolonged period of time, whether it's a month, 2 months. It's a different approach to living. You need a Ruvei Chatzeros. A Shayara? We're just passing through. We're not going to be more than a day. It's Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't travel, so we'll make a tent. Sunday morning, we're out of here. It's a temporary type of dwelling. We're all together. Everyone is all one Maccabi family, so I have my tent, you have your tent, but we're all together, we're all one family. Chazal did not require a Ruvei Chatzeros. Is that a pshat? Not necessarily. The Biri Hagra appears to say that what defines the requirement for a Ruvei Chatzeros is not the permanence of the dwelling, but it's the purpose of the dwelling. An army, a security force, are not, even though they're here for good, they're going to be here for 20 years. They're not cool people that are living. They're not dioirin. I'm here for security purposes. This is not where I live. I'm on a shift. I'm on a tour of duty. And my tour ends in 6 months, and there'll be someone to replace me. A new person will come to the base, to the machane. This is not my dira. I'm just a soldier. I'm going to be here for 6 months. I'm going to be here for 10 years. It doesn't matter. That's not where Chazal, where Mesake, Neruvei Chatzeros. But if you're a tourist and I'm traveling, then even though you're not, you're still considered to be a regular person. You're just traveling. So Shabbat, we're all traveling in this world. Everyone is always traveling in this world. I'm a person. I'm having a good time. I'm having a meal. I'm not here for a purpose. Right now it's Shabbos. We're setting up tents. We'll set up a tent. I have my little tent. I have more. You have your tent. And we're here to enjoy the Shabbos. It happens to be that we're traveling through. It's only temporary. But when I'm here for Shabbos, I'm not here for a purpose other than living and resting. Therefore, you do require an Eruvi Chatzeros. It's a whole different language, it's a whole different approach. However, there is one dispensation. There's one exception. And that's only because it's a pasuk. And the pasuk is that if you're 10 people traveling, so if you're 10 people, automatically you become what's called a machaneh. Because machaneh eloki, you're machaneh. And being that a machaneh automatically is exempt, because a typical machaneh is where you're not for the purpose, it's an extent, you have to fit in why 10 people becomes different, then it's already an exception. But forget about the, before you get into the difference between 10 and less than 10, you have to first understand the longest. And that's going to be an afkamina. What is the purpose? When did Chazal require you to make an Eruvi Chatzeros? The typical, is it because it's a permanent dwelling? Or is it because I'm dwelling here because I want to live here? Or I'm dwelling here, but if you're dwelling here because you're serving a function, you're providing a service, that's the purpose. You're not living because you want to live. This is my job. That's not called living. It doesn't matter, you're going to be here forever. You're not called living. You don't need to make an Eruv. This is the approach. Why do you have the nafkamina, shayara, machaneh, and adira, sukkah, and ohel, all of these things come into play. I guess halacha l'maisa, there's so many opinions. Probably, you go. I didn't see halacha l'maisa, bottom line, but I would imagine. I imagine you have to be machmer. And in the situation, you didn't make an Eruv chatzeros. You can be megal. That's how all typical halacha go. Since there's so many different opinions, you should be machmir. Every time you set up a camp, making your Eruvi Chatzeros. Let's say you forgot to make. Oh, so since there are opinions that you're exempt, you can be megal. So you get the best of both worlds. You make the Eruvi Chatzeros. You make a bracha l'char. You don't make a bracha savik brachas l'hakel, unless it's clear like we follow one opinion. And being that the Mishnah Berurah presents both opinions, obviously he holds. He does not machriya. It appears that they're both valid, and they're both valid. You're not going to make a bracha when you make such an Eruv Chatzeros, and if you forget to make the Eruv Chatzeros, you're okay. Yeah, Shalmi Lismach, you can let your kids take the toys out into the camp and play. And let's look over here, just in the bare halacha. Let's just go back, just a little snippet of what he says here. Just let's look at the second Ve'alacha, Oy Machaneh. Oy Machaneh, the second line, page 458, Mishneh Berurah. V'chol zeh b'sha'a shana, b'sha'a b'sha'a shahoy yishol yoytzim l'mulchama, afil l'mulchamas ha'reshus, piturin meruvi chatzeres v'afil b'chazras ha'mena mulchama. Fascinating. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, the Tzva Haganah li'Yisrael, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch for them, the Rabbanut, put together, there's a lot of you know, in America, we're spoiled. We don't have to surf. But in Eretz Yisrael, this is a way of life for the average Israeli. And you got to know the halakas. And the Chavetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer for in his time for the people that were forced into different armies, the Russian army, all different stories. They were forced into the army. So he wrote a sefer on the halakas, what to do b'shas mulchama. So this is, I'm sure, this is ma'aseh mechol yom in Eretz Yisrael. People that serve, they go out. Do they have to make? They have camps, they have bases, they have to go in different outposts for different, all different reasons. And Shabbos, do they need to make a Eruvi Chatzeros? It's a fair shaber halacha. That's sold. Afilu milchemes reshus. Some will tell you that everything you do there is a lot of opinions. Whatever you do there is tell you it's milchemes mitzvah. Okay, different opinions of what all the different types of service that soldiers, when they protect, their role, are they, is it again their mechames reshus or mechames mitzvah? Nafmin ala halacha, many different areas of nafmin ala halacha. But whatever it is, here it's very clear, this is a very interesting mission in Ber Halacha, that the chol zeh b'shash shoma, b'shash yishol yitzim ha-mulchama, afilu mechames reshus, p'til me'eru v'chatzeros. V'afilu b'chazrasam. Okay. Next Ber Halacha, next, just a little snippet from this next Ber Halacha, Aval Shayara. What about a caravan? Ayin b'harav ha-magil, mashmi mem d'chiluk d'machneh m'shayaru g'b'zeh. So here the Ber Halacha is telling us a little bit different, another approach. The difference between a machaneh and a shayara, the machaneh ma'ay shachinim yom rabim. A machaneh, like I told you, they live for a long time, they dwell for a prolonged period of time. Uvishayara Mairi She'ein Choinim Rak Liyoim Echad Tahayinu Bnei HaShabbos. So that's really the approach I told you we learned in the Mishnah Berurah. That's one approach to what is called the chil between the machan and the shayara, and that will be the nafkamina in when you're required to make rif chatzeros. If you're there for a prolonged period of time, that's called a machane, and then they look according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the first approach, not the Be'er Hagra, you would make an rif chatzeros. The shayara is only there for a 1 day, very short period of time. How do you know this? Who says maybe the shayar, when you're traveling, you stop off for a long period of time, for months, you're going to stop over. Let's say there is a storm, let's say there is a heat wave, you have no choice but to wait for a long period of time. Let's say the machane, they're only on their travel. Sometimes the army is not staying around. The army is only en route to another location. They're only there temporarily. When the site nearer, she machvarta de milsa k'moshe perashli b'mishne brura de machane perusho moshe onu koyim b'loshen Ashkenazi lagar v'lemari klal b'chayil shohelech mimokim l'mokim. So here the Mishnah Berurah Halacha says a machane has nothing to do with soldiers; it has to do with a camp. Rak Mari Shekhoinin Bemokam Ella Shein Khoinin Babotim Rak Apne Hasade, Kmo Shidua Shahayolo Shal Mela Khoinim Bakaitz Apne Hasade, Rak Shamidim Kmo Kimoi Oiholim, Vyashmin on the Gam Oilim Shal Arai Keelu Gam Kane Bichlal Botim Hema, the Shaikh Buhu Gizeras Hoitsome Rishos Lurishos. So he's saying that what is the real machana is it's not a bias. It's you sleeping bags. You don't have a bias. And if you don't have a bias, now we're going to see later on, next, if you mamish don't have a bias, you have nothing, the structures, then you don't need to make an erev chatzeros. The chiddush of the mechaber is that even though you're a machane and your dwellings are extremely temporary, then you do need to make an erev chatzeros. So what he's saying over here is a whole new approach to the chil between the machane and the shayara. A machane is where the structure by nature is something which is not going to last very long. So I told you two other approaches. I told you one approach is you are planning to be here for a long time. The second approach is I'm planning to be here because I want to be here, not because I'm providing a service. Third approach, it's nothing to do with your kavana. Nothing to do with how long you plan on being here. It has to do with the type of structure you are in. Are you in a structure that has walls, physical walls of sheetrock and wood, stone, or you're in some flimsy hut which in a few days will collapse? According to the standards of society, this type of thing is garbage. So the chiddush is even that it's a chumrah. Even that, even though you think it's like a sleeping bag, it doesn't matter. You still do require, according to the mechaber, you do require eruv chatzeres. But what is a shayara? A shayara is sleeping bags. There is no structure. Period. You lie. You set up. You in camp. You set up a fence. Take out, you set up a fence to keep out the animals to make sure everything is okay, and everyone takes out a sleeping bag. That's a shayara. Then you don't need an eruv chatzeros. But let's say you put up a tent, everyone has on their back, you've gone camping, you take out a tent.
Pop up tent.
Pop up tent is not something which is in society considered a diras keva. Okay, it's not even called a kosher sukkah most of the time. Doesn't matter. Even though it's not Choshev, could be it's not even 10 tzvachim, whatever, but it's not, it's maybe 10 tzvachim, but it is, it's arai, it's definitely called arai, it does not matter, being that it is still called a shelter, you do need to make a eruv chatzeros. And the shayara is where you're in sleeping bags. According to the first two approaches, the shayara can even be, you'll be exempt from making a Ruvi Chatzeros, even if your Shayara is in nice, strong tents. Let's say you're traveling from place to place. Let's say you're traveling with on RVs. Everyone is traveling in an RV. And you park in a parking lot. And you put up a fence. Or there is already a fence. And everyone is in a nice RV. Do you need to make a Ruvi Chatzeros? According to one approach, that's called a Shayara. You're in a caravan. We're only here for one day. We're only here for one day. Tomorrow we're gone. We're in a parking lot. There are four walls. You don't need Ruvi Chatzeros. Everyone's in an RV. An RV is... it's better than a house. Could it be better, stronger than a house? It does not matter. According to the first approach, you don't need. According to this approach, if you're in a sleeping bag, that's called a shayara. But if you're in a structure, you do need a shayara. You automatically upgrade to the status of a machleh. So all I want to bring out, it's not really clear, especially in so many different opinions, what I want to bring out is that we do find in Shulchan Aruch, we learn the halacha Ruvi Chatzeros. And we do find that there's a chilek between a shayara and a machane. A shayara is exempt, a machane is required. Question is, what is a shayara? What is a machane? Big question, many approaches. After we figure out what they are, we then have to go to the next level and understand the lundis. And when you understand the lundis, then you get a better appreciation of when and why Chazal required one to create and Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay, so a lot of love this here in this one. We'll stop and take a break.